everybody. Hey, here we are again. Cal Banyan, Cal Banyan's Hypnosis, etc. with Celeste Hackett. One of the best, if not the only, hypnosis show on the internet. How you doing, Celeste?
I'm doing great, and you're right. You know, there isn't anything like this show anywhere. We entertain, we try to entertain. We don't know how funny we are, but we try. We inform, and we just share hypnosis information with you, and we just so appreciate, I don't think we say this enough. We so appreciate you tuning in. We do this for you. We like to hear from you. If when I went to the convention in August, there were so many people that came up and said, oh, we love the show, we love the show, and they, you know, they even could tell me things that we said that I'd forgotten about. If you're watching the show, which drop us a line just to let us know what you like and don't like about it, or if you're learning something, you know, or just to give us some information that maybe, you know, for a show topic or something like that, we would just really appreciate that. And number two, you have two responsibilities. Number one, let us know that you listen or watch it. And number two, your other responsibility is tell another hypnotist to join us, okay? We're just creating a hypno family here.
Let's be viral.
Yes.
Well, that doesn't sound very good.
Yeah. Well, in terms of computers, you know it's very good. Very good.
All right. Yeah, viral marketing. Get the word out. By the way, if you're watching us right now, you need to be watching us on calbanyan.com. That's CalBanyan.com. That's where all these videos are. And also right below this, you know what there is? There's links and text that go along with the broadcast, and every time I just thought of something. They don't tune us in. They click us in. That's what they do. Yeah. 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 Okay. Also, the affiliate program is doing great. Go to hypnosis.org/hypnosismoneydanny. We'll be glad to help you out. He's our affiliate manager. My secret weight loss program is still doing good. We've got more hypnotists helping more people and developing a residual income, because you know what? When it's the right thing to do, you can offer our secret program to your clients, and it's a consumable. When you add consumables to your practice, then you add a kind of financial security that you're not going to get anywhere else. Let's see, hypnosiscenter.com to get all of my classes. Oh, by the way, I still got one coming up this year, the last one of the year, which is the Week of Power, November 16th through the 22nd here in Tustin, California. What's going on with you, Celeste?
Well, got that class coming up November the 10th, and already preparing for my next class in February, too. I'm going to give another one in February. I got one in February, one in June 2009. Yeehaw! That's what we say here in Dallas when we're really excited. Yeehaw! I think that's a lot. I'm seeing lots of clients, and all the stuff that women do when we multitask in our lives. So, having fun, writing articles, that kind of stuff.
All right. Yeah. You know, for you guys, if you can't get enough of Celeste Hackett, you can always go to hypnosis.org. On there, we have our Banyan e-zine, and we have different writers. We've got some new writers that are writing for our e-zine, and they're all about hypnosis. They're all about how to do better in the profession. For example, Meredith Locker, she specializes in sports and health, and she's writing for us now. She does a great job. And let me see, what else can I talk about? Oh, one of our graduates just sent us an article. I'm holding up Celeste, you can't see this. I'm holding up Life and Time section from a newspaper. Someone was asking, how do you build your practice and how do you go full time? Well, let me tell you, Jean Conway, she got her practice in the newspaper in the Life and Times area. Look at that. Look at the size of that article. You do something like that and you're going to get an onrush of clients. Celeste, she's been on the radio. I've been on the radio and TV, all that kind of stuff. That can really help you build your practice. Isn't that true, Celeste?
Oh, yes, absolutely. There's nothing like the media. I love the media. It's fun. And there's so many different ways you can get your name out there, just being on the internet, you know, being in the media. And newspapers, magazines. I've been in Dallas Child Magazine. I was interviewed for them for using hypnosis with children. That was in November, I think, last year. And, you know, all you have to do is let them know you're available. And you'll sooner or later, if you have a website, especially if it says that on your website, sooner or later you'll probably be contacted. But also, it doesn't hurt to just, you know, send out press releases when things are happening in your business.
Exactly. And, you know, if someone writes an article on something, it might be like you read a magazine, a local magazine. Local's easier than national, right? And so if you're reading a newspaper article or a magazine article and they're writing about massage therapy or meditation, feel free to contact that person and let them know that you're a hypnotist in the area and that you love their article. And they might just be able to put one and one together and say, well, maybe we should do an article on you.
Yeah, that would be great. That's a great way to do it.
Hey, before we get started, I want to send a little thing out here, some free advertising for my friends Fiona Biddle and Sean Brookhouse. They have they're publishing all these books, and here's one of their newest books, and it is Therapeutic Inspirations, Volume 1, and I have an article, well, a piece in there, too. It's not an article, but go ahead and get that. I don't see a website right away. But I'm sure if you look up, let me take a quick, see if I can find something really quick. There we go. On the internet, if you want to get this book or learn more about it, it is at www.ukacademy.org. And you know what they've got in here? Practice building tips. Everybody just about wants to have a bigger, more successful practice. So I recommend this book, Success in Your Practice. It's called Therapeutic Inspirations, Volume 1. Way to go, Fiona. Way to go, Sean. And Susan Martin, who's also in there, too. Hey.
You know what? I love Sean Brookhouse because he's just so wacky. So I got to get the book just for that. I'm sure his wackiness won't show up, but, you know, I'm a big fan of his. That's cool. That's great.
If you ever get a chance to hear Sean Brookhouse speak, you got to do it. I tell Sean, you're wasting your time in hypnosis. You ought to be in Hollywood. You're such a comedian. He's a great entertainer.
He is very funny. And he'll tease you, too. He'll joke with you a lot. So you got to watch out. But, yeah, anyway, you know, I think we should probably move on. I got some really good questions, and I can't wait to put them out there for us to think about.
Well, I hope you've got a hard one. The last couple of weeks have just been so easy.
This is a good one. Oh, you're going to be twisting in your seat over this one, Cal.
Okay, I'm twisting.
Okay. Here it is. You ready?
I'm turning up the volume.
All right. I have a client that is going through a custody battle, and he is very, very angry, or she is very, very angry at her ex. In forgiveness of others, she hit the pillow and let out a lot of emotions, and she says she forgives him. But she said she has done that so many times before. And so I guess she hasn't really forgiven him. The problem is he's still in her life, constantly ticking her off. And he does unkind things to their children. So I believe her anger is righteous, she goes on to say. How can she forgive him when he keeps doing such horrible, horrible things? Because the anger is just killing her.
All right. Oh, this is a complicated one. Good job, Celeste. Let's see. Okay, first of all, this question is not just about forgiveness. It's about anger. And we mentioned that she's doing the forgiveness of others process. So just for all you guys out there that aren't that familiar with Five Path, it's got five phases. The first phase is preparation, testing, and convincing. The next one is age regression and age progression to eliminate the cause of the problem. Then we've got forgiveness of others. Because why? Because somebody probably did that to us, whatever it is, or we believe they did, at least sometime in our past, got to get rid of all those emotional connections to the problem. And then the next phase is forgiveness of self, because after we get through forgiving other people, we realize that when we point our finger at somebody, there's three fingers pointing back, and that we've got to take some responsibility for the situation. And so what does that mean? We got to forgive ourselves. And then phase five is parts mediation work or parts mediation therapy, which is if there's any secondary gain issues going on, which means there's something in the present that is either reinforcing, demanding, or driving the problem to exist, even though you've taken care of the cause, Well, that's what parts mediation therapy is all about. So here we've got anger. And as I talk about in, let me dig through books here, The Secret Language of Feelings. Give your clients this book. It'll do some of the work for you. The chapter on anger is called The Wisdom of Feeling Angry. And you know what? When someone's doing you something wrong, or the people you care about something wrong, or even something you care about wrong, you're supposed to be angry. Anger is there. It's good. If it's based on accurate perceptions, it's there to motivate you to do the sometimes difficult things you need to do to make things fair. Fairness is the best situation for you, your family, and for society to be in. We want to have that stable, kind of fair environment. So a wisdom greater than you or I, be it nature or God or however you perceive those kinds of things, have wired every human being that when we perceive things to be unfair, that we should feel angry. Other words are miffed, ticked, PO'd, all that kind of stuff. So one of the things we want to do is validate our client's anger and say, right on, you should be angry. What is it that you can do about it? Because the anger is good if it's based in reality. Sometimes our anger is not based in reality, and we're just carrying around this no good anger. The age regression and the forgiveness work and five path will neutralize that and set them free. Now this lady, she's got a combination of things going on. You see, anger is good when it's based in reality, and so long as you can actually do something about it. If you can't do anything about it, then that's all that's left is the other F word. Forgive. Now, we don't want to let forgiveness get in the way of us actually taking action when people are doing us wrong or doing our families wrong. But when there's nothing we can do, then all we've got left is forgiveness. Forgiveness is the gift we give ourselves that frees us from the pain that we're carrying around. And so there's the deal. If someone's still in your life that's hurting you or hurting others, you need to use the anger in the moment if there's anything you can do about it. But as soon as it goes into the past and it becomes unactionable, the meaning you can't take action on it, then the perfect thing to do is forgive. You forgive about the past, but we act in the present and we plan for the future so that we can avoid those situations in the future. How's that sound, Celeste?
That was beautifully put. And may I just say, do not underestimate the power of relieving the internal, unactionable anger that's there in order to help a client who's going through a divorce. You want to relieve as much pressure as possible, not only with the anger, but when you get a divorce, you're sad because you've had a loss, you're scared for yourself and your kids, what your ex might do or might not do. So you got a lot of emotions come up, guilt when you really look back and you wish you had done different here or there, or for the things you did or you didn't do. And then the stress of having to manage your lifestyle if you've got kids as a single parent. When you're doing hypnosis with somebody like this, you're going to be relieving all of these emotions. So even though there might still be some anger present there that they're going to have to take care of in the present moment by ongoing forgiveness, you are going to help these clients so much. Do not underestimate the value of what you're doing.
You are so right on. And you know, I'm going to say something. Hypnosis doesn't heal anything, but when we can go in and neutralize that stress, you know, I hear about headaches going away, rashes going away, back pain going away, and that kind of thing. Or in a few episodes ago, we talked about internal versus external stress, or endogenous and exogenous stress. And you know what? If you're angry at your ex-wife or ex-husband or ex-something, and they're not around and you're still angering at them, they're not feeling it, you're feeling it. And you're not as good a mom, or you're not as good a husband or wife to your new spouse, or what else is going on. What you do is you set yourself free through the act of forgiveness, and then you can heal. Boy, that was good.
Yeah, and it is even so much more helpful for a client, because you know, you got to give them some tools to work with. You don't have them forever. You only have them for a limited amount of time. So you want to make the most impact on their life now and for the future. So if you can teach them some sort of very powerful self-hypnosis technique, like Seventh Path, because when they do Seventh Path, they're going to be taking care of anger as it comes up, plus continuing to work on maybe some other anger that's in some way distantly related. They're going to get better and better and better as time passes. So please, if you haven't already learned Seventh Path self-hypnosis to teach your clients, do that. Cal, you still got a training program just for that, don't you? You just started that.
Oh my gosh. You know, we do, but I think it's come and gone. I should have mentioned in an earlier podcast, but you know, we'll reschedule, and it's a Seven Path teachers course. It's for people who want to become Seven Path teachers. Let me talk a little about Seven Path for you folks. You know, have you ever been the photographer in a family? The photographer in the family, you can look at their photo album and they're not in the album because they're the one taking the picture all the time. That's the way it is sometimes as a hypnotist. You know, you're helping everybody else and you really don't have a way to help yourself. And one of the things that you could do for yourself is learn Seven Path, because Seven Path automatically eliminates old residual emotions such as fear, anger, and guilt, sets yourself free. If you have people that you know that won't work with someone individually, the idea of revealing past embarrassments or fear is just totally out of the question. Or let's say someone is a family member and it's just not the right thing for you to be doing, you know, therapy with your family members. You know, if you can teach them Seven Path, because then your role is not the therapist, the role becomes that of teacher. And if you're not comfortable with that, we also have the Five Path CD set, where it's kind of a distance learning course, and they can do it themselves.
Seventh Path CD set, I think you mean, right?
Oh, that's what I meant to say. I said it wrong.
Yeah, and so you got to give them some tools. So they'll have their Seventh Path self-hypnosis. You've got to teach them, you got to do a little education about how to deal effectively with their feelings through the 1-2-3 process. It's in the Secret Language of Feelings book. You ought to get familiar with that. And then you got to check up that they're doing 1-2-3, because again, you're just going to have them a little bit of time. I always check to see with my clients, have they been doing that, you know? And then another thing I like to do once we go through Foo, Forgiveness of Others process, which incorporates hitting a pillow to release anger and emotions. I tell my clients, you know, there's no reason why you can't hit a pillow at home sometime when you get angry or just scream. You know, you got to let these feelings out. As soon as you just get it all out, you're going to feel a whole lot better. Sometimes they just need to do that.
Yeah, you know, I think that's a really good thing. And what I did, like, I used to have some real anger issues with a college that I had attended, actually the psychology department. And one day what I did is I actually just drove there and I parked in the parking lot looking at that building. And I just did the fourth recognition, which is one of the suggestions you give yourself in self-hypnosis, doing Seven Path, and just doing it over and over and over again, letting it do the work of helping me transcend that anger that I had with some things that I thought were really unfair that went on in that psychology department that I'd still been carrying it around years and years and years later.
Yeah. Boy, this is a great question.
Good. How are we doing on time?
Well, I got 18, almost 19 minutes. You think we should wrap it up?
No, you got something quickie? You got a hypno quickie we can do?
Oh my gosh, you know, every time I've ever tried to give you a hypno quickie, you fussed at me that it was going to take more time, but I'll try. Let me see. Oh no, that one would be too hard.
I got one for you.
What?
Can I do one for you real quick?
Okay, yes, I'm ready.
Okay, define for these people the difference. No, not that's too difficult.
Define. Don't make me. You know you're gonna. You know you were my teacher. Define.
That means I know what you know.
Don't start
define
anything
for
with
everybody.
Define.
What is hypnosis?
What is hypnosis? Oh, well, the government has given us a very good definition so that we don't have to come up with one ourselves. I like it. You like it. Jerry Kine likes it. And most of the hypnosis professionals who are out there practicing like it or use this hypnosis definition or one very similar to it. And it is, number one, the bypass of the critical factor of the mind. Some people say the conscious mind. Sometimes they say it's the critical factor of the subconscious mind, but it seems to be the goalie right between those two. And number two, the acceptance of selectable thinking. Now, Cal, I think you say that really it should be turned around, that it's really the acceptance of selectable thinking that causes us to help the client to bypass the critical factor. And I guess that's a pretty good definition. What do you think?
Yeah, right on. I like to turn it around and say it is through the acceptance of acceptable selective thinking, which would be the induction, that we manage to bypass the critical factor, which is really a threshold of suggestibility, allows us to become suggestible.
Acceptable selective thinking. Yes, yes.
That's right. And the other one I like is even simpler than that. It's simply a heightened state of suggestibility. And if we can really get our definition straight in the profession, it would lift the profession. All right, Celeste, why don't you wrap it up? That little hypno quickie got in there. Hey, you know, we should bring back dumb hypnotist tricks. We haven't done one of those in a long time.
Okay, well, we'll definitely do that in the next show, you guys, so look forward. And if you have anything that you want to say to us, we love hearing from you. Once again, we're very grateful for you tuning in, and we just enjoy doing it. You think I do this for Cal? I don't do this for Cal, and I certainly don't do it for me. I'm doing this for you. I am here, and Cal is here. We're spending our time helping you get really good information about hypnosis. And we just want you to know that we do it because we just love you. We're just happy to be with you and give you some good information, and it's just fun to share with you. Okay, that's it for me, Celeste Hackett. Enough gushing. I'm here in Dallas, Texas. Go to my website, familyfirsthypnosis.com. Please sign up for one of my great training classes here in the Dallas area, and I'll see you next time. Celeste Hackett for Cal Banyan's Hypnosis, Etc. with me, Celeste Hackett. Bye. See you next time.
Keep sending everybody, keep sending your questions to Celeste Hackett. Is it Celeste Hackett at family? What's your email address?
Celeste Hackett at Yahoo.
Oh, yeah, that's easy. Will you spell it for them?
CELESTEHACKETT, two T's, at yahoo.com.
All right, good. This is Cal Banyan, calbanyan.com. Also go to hypnosis.org, go to ourhypnospace.com, and go to hypnosiscenter.com. Get our schedule for next year. And we also got a class coming up, the Week of Power, on November 16th to the 22nd. That's it, Cal Banyan. Signing off. This recording is the property of Cal Banyan and Cal Banyan's Banyan Publishing Incorporated. All rights reserved, for private use only, may not be duplicated without written permission.